Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Filing of nominations begins for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections with the issuance of notification today. Campaigning in full throttle for first phase of Lok Sabha polls. Top leaders of political parties crisscrossing the states to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses public meeting at Udhampur, says assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir to be conducted soon, along with the restoration of statehood. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin to hold INDIA bloc's rally at Coimbatore. NIA arrests two accused, including the mastermind of Bengaluru's Rameshwaram Cafe blast case. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants to take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow this evening. The filing of nominations has begun for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls after the issuance of notification by the Election Commission today. 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Notification for Betul constituency in Madhya Pradesh was also issued today. The polling for the seat which was scheduled to be held on the second phase will now be held in the third phase. Nominations for the third phase along with Betul seat can be filed till the 19th of this month. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 20th of April and the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Campaigning is intensified for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior leaders of various political parties are today holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for the candidates. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 assembly seats in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of next month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally at Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir this morning. Mr. Modi said assembly polls will soon be conducted in Jammu and Kashmir along with the restoration of statehood.
वो समय दूर नहीं जब जम्मू कश्मीर में भी विधानसभा के चुनाव होंगे जम्मू कश्मीर को वापस राज्य का दर्जा मिलेगा आप अपने विधायक अपने मंत्रियों से अपने सपने साझा कर सकेंगे हर वर्ग की समस्याओं का तेजी से समाधान होगा यहां जो सड़कों और रेल का काम चल रहा है वो तेजी से पूरा होगा देश विदेश से बड़ी बड़ी कंपनियां बड़ी बड़ी फैक्ट्रियां और ज्यादा संख्या में आएगी
Mr. Modi said after decades, elections are taking place in Jammu and Kashmir without fear of terrorism and threat of cross-border firing. The Prime Minister said his government fulfilled the promise of ending long sufferings of people of the Union Territory. He slammed the opposition parties over dynasty politics and said no one has caused as much damage to Jammu and Kashmir as family-run parties. Prime Minister said the ensuing Lok Sabha polls is not just to elect members of parliament but to form a strong government in the country. Earlier in an interview to a Hindi daily, Prime Minister Modi said that eliminating corruption has been a key priority of his government for the last 10 years and is committed to take strict action against the corrupt. He said whatever be the level of corruption, it impacts the people of the country and action against such people who steal the money meant for the wealth of the people of this country will not end. The Prime Minister said his government took steps to end corruption immediately after forming the government in 2014. He said there is enthusiasm among the people about a third term for the BJP. He said even the opposition believes that NDA government will return to power, which is why even several opposition leaders are shying away from poll campaigns. Speaking to media about Prime Minister Modi's remarks on corruption, RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav said that they are not talking about the issues of Bihar, its youth, farmers and mass exodus.
आप लोगों को समझना पड़ेगा कि मुद्दे की बात अभी कर रहे हैं, हमारे बिहार की समस्याओं के बारे में जिक्र किया है, बिहार के किसानों के बारे में जिक्र किया है, बिहार के नौजवानों के बारे में जिक्र किया है, बिहार में पलायन के बारे में जिक्र किया है, बिहार को विशेष राज्य का दर्जे के बारे में जिक्र किया है, सच्चाई नहीं बताएंगे। 10 साल से है ना प्रधानमंत्री, 14 में क्या कहा था 2 करोड़ रोजगार देंगे, कितना दिया पूछे आप।
Meanwhile, BJP today accused Congress and DMK of being corrupt and promoting dynastic politics. Briefing media New Delhi party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that everyone knows that the Congress is what he called the mother of corruption and DMK is his Xerox. Senior party leader Nirmala Sitharaman held poll rally at Krishnagiri, the border district between Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. She said that for the past 10 years, the NDA government has been providing infrastructure, housing, piped water supply, business and loans to small trader. She accused the DMK government for promoting dynastic rule rather than working for the people's welfare. On the other hand, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister and DMK leader M.K. Stalin, in a social media post, criticized the BJP government of unemployment, divisive politics and finding new ways of corruption while depriving the bright future of the youth. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, along with DMK leader M.K. Stalin, will hold a INDIA bloc's rally at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu this afternoon. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a public rally in Uttar Pradesh's Moradabad. He said in the decade of governance, the NDA government has worked to safeguard and rejuvenate India's cultural values and heritage. He said Prime Minister Modi in the last 10 years has worked to bring the Indian economy from the 11th position to the 5th position in the world.
10 साल में देश की अर्थव्यवस्था को 11वें नंबर पर से 5वें नंबर पर लाया। अब आप तीसरी बार प्रधानमंत्री बना दो, मोदी गारंटी है इस बार तीसरे नंबर की अर्थव्यवस्था नरेंद्र मोदी जी बना देंगे। नरेंद्र मोदी प्रधानमंत्री है, सिर्फ राम मंदिर नहीं, बाबा विश्वनाथ का दरबार भी सजाया। 10 साल में मोदी जी ने हमारे सभी सांस्कृतिक मान बिंदुओं की रक्षा करने का काम किया है।
सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर डिफेंस मिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह हेल्ड इलेक्शन रैली एट गढ़वाल डिवीजन ऑफ उत्तराखंड। Prime Minister Modi will address a public meeting at Barmer in Rajasthan this afternoon. In the evening, Mr. Modi will hold a roadshow in Dausa in the state. From Congress, State President Govind Dotasara is holding public meetings at Alwar and Dausa in the state. Former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot and former Deputy Chief Minister Sachin Pilot are campaigning for the Congress candidates at various places. In a series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories in the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Tikamgarh parliamentary seat of Madhya Pradesh. The state is witnessing four-phase polling. We have more from a correspondent.
The Tikamgarh seat, popularly across the country for the Orcha, which is also known as the Ayodhya Bundelkhand, is reserved for scheduled caste. BJP has been power in this seat since 2009. Voting for the Tikamgarh Lok Sabha seat will be held on 26 April in the second phase. Tikamgarh parliamentary constituency comprises 8 assembly seats of the 3 districts. Overall, 7 candidates are in the fray from this seat. BJP has fielded Union Minister and sitting MP Dr. Virendra Kumar as the candidate for the 4th time, while Congress has given a ticket to new face Pankaj Ahirwar. More than 18 lakh voters will cast their votes in this election. 2,077 polling centres have been set up in Tikamgarh Lok Sabha seat. In the 2019 elections, Dr. Virendra Kumar defeated Congress candidate Kiran Singh Ahirwar by a margin of around 3.5 lakh votes. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The Aam Aadmi Party today alleged that a conspiracy has been hatched to impose the president's rule in Delhi. Briefing media New Delhi, senior party leader and Delhi Minister Atishi said the officers have stopped attending the Delhi government meetings. She added that it indicates that there is a conspiracy to topple the Arvind Kejriwal's government and impose president's rule in the national capital.
बहुत बड़ी साजिश हो रही है, दिल्ली की सरकार को गिराने की साजिश हो रही है, अरविंद केजरीवाल की सरकार को गिराने की साजिश हो रही है और दिल्ली में राष्ट्रपति शासन लगाने की साजिश हो रही है।
The BJP has hit back at Aam Aadmi Party, saying its leaders are experts in planting imaginary stories. Party Delhi Unit Chief Virendra Sachdeva said The allegation reflects the impact of Delhi High Court's comments against Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the alleged leaker scam and the defamation notice to Aatishi over her allegations against BJP.
ये सब लोग भ्रष्टाचार के आरोप में घिरे हुए लोग हैं। झूठ बोलना, मनगढ़ंत कहानियां रचना, ये आतिशी मार लेना की खासियत है। राष्ट्रपति शासन की बात कर रहे हैं। आम आदमी पार्टी जिसके 60 से ज्यादा विधायक हैं, मैं पूछना चाहता हूं इनसे, क्या आपको अपने विधायकों पर भरोसा नहीं है? क्या आपका अपने विधायकों से संपर्क खत्म हो गया है? क्या आपके विधायक आपके भ्रष्टाचार से तंग आ चुके हैं? क्या कारण है?
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested two accused in Bengaluru's Rameshwaram Cafe blast case. The accused, Abdul Mateen Taha, and Musafir Hussain Sajeev were traced to a hideout near Kolkata. Then I said Abdul Mateen Taha is the mastermind behind the planning and execution of the blast, while Musafir Hussain Sajeev placed improvised explosive device at the cafe. Then I special court in Kochi today sentenced CPI Maoist leader Rupesh, the accused in the Vela Munda case, to 10 years of imprisonment. The court also sentenced his accomplice Anup Matthew to 7 years, besides two others, Kanya Kumari and Babu Ibrahim, to 6 years imprisonment. The case relates to the 2014 incident when the CPI Maoist activists trespassed into the house of senior civil police officer at Vela Munda in Wayanad district, threatened and trained guns on him besides setting his motorcycle on fire. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has chaired a meeting to review preparedness for the ensuing heat wave season in the country. During the meeting, the timely dissemination of essential awareness material, especially in regional languages through all platforms such as television, radio and social media, was stressed upon. The Prime Minister stressed upon the whole of government approach. He said all arms of the government at central, state and district levels and various ministries need to work on this in synergy. Mr. Modi also stressed upon awareness creation along with adequate preparation in hospitals. In some international news, Russia, Germany and Britain have urged countries in the West Asia to show restraint amid Iranian threat to strike Israel. On the other hand, Israel has said that it was preparing to meet all its security needs in the region. Iran has vowed revenge for the airstrike on its embassy compound in Damascus on the 1st of this month that killed a top Iranian general and 6 other Iranian military officers, ratcheting up tensions in the region already strained by the Gaza war. Russia's foreign ministry told citizens they should not travel to the West Asia, especially to Israel, Lebanon and the Palestinian territories. The German airline Lufthansa, one of the only two Western carriers flying to Tehran, extended a suspension of its flights to the Iranian capital. British Foreign Minister David Cameron said that he has made clear to Iranian counterpart Hossein Amir Abdullah Ayan that Tehran should not draw the region into a wider conflict. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium. In the Asian Wrestling Championship at Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan today, Akash Dahiya, Yash Tushir, Sandeep Mann, Vinay and Anurudh Kumar will be in action in the 5 men's freestyle weight categories. Yesterday, India clinched a total of 3 medals on the opening day of the tournament. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Filing of nominations begins for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections with the issuance of notification today. Campaigning in full throttle for first phase of Lok Sabha polls. Top leaders of political parties crisscrossing the states to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses public meeting at Udhampur. Says assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir to be conducted soon along with the restoration of statehood. senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin to hold INDIA bloc's rally at Coimbatore. NIA arrests two accused, including the mastermind of Bengaluru's Rameshwaram Cafe blast case, and in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants to take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.